For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. All of us have been touched by drug addiction in some way or another, and many of us are friends or relatives of someone who has died struggling with this illness. My guest today is going to talk about the Kentucky Drug Overdose Fatality Surveillance System report that she and colleagues both in the university and state government world are working on together to aid in fighting this scourge. I'm speaking today with Dr. Terry Bunn, the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center Director and Associate Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Kentucky, about the Kentucky Drug Overdose Fatality Surveillance System report.
The Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center is the bona fide agent for the State Department for Public Health. So the work that was done on the establishment of the Drug Overdose Fatality Surveillance System was under CDC funding as the bona fide agent for the State Department for Public Health. And as that agent, this report was produced in association with the Kentucky Office of the State Medical Examiner.
An office that I'm very familiar with, that I still consult with and used to be the Associate Chief Medical Examiner of. And one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to you and chat is this subject is obviously something that has impacted upon our state ME office and ME offices around the country. I just spoke with Dr. Tom Andrew, the outgoing chief medical examiner of New Hampshire. And as you know, that state has faced a lot of similar challenges that we have here in Kentucky. What is it that we hope to do with the data that you're continuing to accrue?
Well, we've been producing a State Office of the Medical Examiner report for a number of years here in Kentucky. What this whole surveillance system adds is that you not only have the autopsy data to draw from, but you also have death certificate data, coroner investigation data, prescription drug history data, as well as the toxicology results, well, which would be available anyway with the autopsy reports, as well as, like I said, the death certificate data. So, I mean, you have five major sources of data to draw from to really get an idea of some of the possible contributing factors for and the common drugs that were involved in these fatal drug overdoses.
Well, and that's something I wanted to touch base with you on. So I know a lot of death certification data that's coming out of different states will simply have something generic like multiple drug intoxication or acute combined drug intoxication. But we're actually drilling down, if I understand correctly, and looking at patterns of different drugs as they emerge.
Yes. By using those multiple sources of data, we're able to identify the specific drugs in the fatal drug overdoses to about 98% compared to about 79% identification of the specific drugs when you use death certificates alone, which is a lot of what the National Center for Health Statistics data is based on.
And one of the patterns that I saw that came out was this use of a drug called gabapentin that I've seen in living forensic cases as well, where apparently people are utilizing this drug in combination with opiates in order to increase their desired effect. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher. So all I can say is that in the drug overdose fatalities that occurred in Kentucky in 2015, one-third of those involved gabapentin. And when you look at it by gender, gabapentin was the most frequent drug that was detected in female drug overdose decedents, almost half of them, actually, about 45%. If you drill it down by age, gabapentin was one of the drugs that was most commonly detected in decedents that were age 45 years and older as well.
And another association that you found, and of course I want to be very careful and use the word association, not implying causation, but many of these drug intoxication victims also struggled with comorbidities such as high blood pressure.
Well, we did find that heart disease was present in about 10% of all of the drug overdose decedents. And when you looked at it further as to what drugs were present at the scenes that the coroners found, as well as what was discovered during the autopsy process, yes, we found that lisinopril, which is a drug that's used to treat hypertension and heart failure, was the third most common prescription drug that was found at the scene or at autopsy of drug overdose decedent. So while we can't really say it's an association, it is a unique finding that needs to be investigated further and have further study done on those findings.
And at this point, Terry, is the study ongoing? This is a process as opposed to something that is time limited?
It is a process because it is a surveillance system, which by virtue of being a surveillance system, it means that we have ongoing collection of data. So we actually hope that we will be producing the 2016 report here within the next 6 months. We've just got the surveillance system up and running so that the time lag between the collection of data, the analysis of data, and the production of the report will be significantly shortened now over time. And then once we get a few years of data, then we'll be able to better examine the trends that are involved in these drug overdose deaths.
Well, I'll certainly want to revisit with you then after that new report comes out. In the meantime, is there anything that you would want our listeners to know that we haven't discussed already?
Well, the other finding is that, you know, we think that our meth problem may be over in the state, but what we also found in the drug overdose decedents was that amphetamine, of course, we can't say whether it was methamphetamine, it's just the general category, was detected above related therapeutic ranges in drug overdose decedents in quite a few of those deaths as well. So it is still a continuing, ongoing problem and in the state, and that also requires further research over time, looking at the trends.
My thanks today to Dr. Terry Bunn, Director of the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center and Associate Professor of Epidemiology at UK Healthcare. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.